Right now, we have a couple guests in studio joining me. We have the president and CEO of Greater Lowell Community Foundation, Jay Linehan, and we also have the CEO of CTI, Community Teamwork Incorporated, Karen Frederick. Thank you guys for coming in.
Well, thank you for having us.
So you guys are obviously here to promote an event or really promote a cause. CTI is honoring local leaders working to end youth homelessness. Their event is this Thursday evening at the James Hilaris Early Learning Center. It's meant to recognize a few individuals who have done their part to combat youth homelessness in the area. We've heard from Mayor Bill Samaras. We heard from State Senator and City Councilor Ed Kennedy, Eric Cazino, and the Sister of Charity of Ottawa. Today, we hear from another honoree. That's Jay Linehan, of course, president of the Greater Lowell Community Foundation. And yeah, you're here with obviously Karen Frederick. So we'll start with Jay. There's a lot of issues that you've tackled in your career. It kind of started with opioid abuse. That was one of them, at least. But what drew you to youth homelessness? Did that kind of draw you into this direction? Is it something that you just saw as a major problem in the city?
Well, I mean, part of the reason that the Community Foundation exists is to work with the nonprofits in the community, and CTI being one of the key ones, and identify the needs that were in the community. When I first came on board in January 2016, I mean, the opioids was front and center, and unfortunately, it hasn't gone too far away since, and it continues to be a major issue. But there are additional issues with respect to what goes on in the community. And one of the major issues we have in our community is poverty. And as a result of poverty, you end up with homelessness. People can't afford to live in the places that they want to because they haven't got the means to do so. So, you know, Karen's the vice chair on the Greater Lowell Community Foundation board. We've worked very closely over the time that I've been there. And homelessness has just been one of those causes that it's like, we need to really look hard and long at this because, and particularly with the youth, because if you don't deal with it when they're young, it's not going to fix itself all by itself. And then soon enough, they'll be older and they'll still be on the street. And it just compounds the issue we already have. So that's the whole reason the Greater Lowell Community Foundation is engaged in that, as well as a lot of other things.
And so what role does opioid abuse, again, they have to be related to an extent. Is it the type of thing you can't tackle one without tackling the other?
Well, I think on the vast majority of the social economic issues, it's a horizontal approach that you need to look at because it does go in a lot of different directions. And there's lots of different symptoms that result in folks being homeless, youth in particular. And then, of course, we've got the unaccompanied adult homeless as well that, you know, walk the streets of the downtown. And you run into issues from addiction to mental health across the gamut.
And we will bring in Karen Frederick, CEO of CTI. Earlier this fall, September, I think it was, there was a report that was released. It was something along the lines of 5% of Lowell public school students are without a roof over their head or without a residence, a permanent residence. Did that figure surprise you at all when you originally heard that?
Well, you know, it is interesting when you hear the exact numbers, but no, because we work in the homeless world at Community Teamwork. We work with homeless families, with individuals, and with youth. And you also may be at risk of homelessness. You know, housing insecurity doesn't mean you're on the street, but it does mean you may be living for a period of time with a friend, bouncing from friend to friend when you wear out your welcome. And if you can prevent something from happening, that not only saves money, it saves further deterioration for an individual or a family. It really is a way to prevent further mental health issues, substance abuse, where people often go because they are homeless.
And so, obviously, the Greater Lowell Community Foundation, they've raised tens of millions of dollars over the past few decades since they've been around. And you'll give money out to these charities. Am I understand that correctly? The foundations like CTI or organizations like that?
Correct. We grant to a variety of folks. And mm-hmm. with regard to the homelessness and the poverty, just most recently we granted about $100,000 to a variety of nonprofits in the Greater Lowell area that addressed those particular concerns. That was dollars that were granted to us from an anonymous foundation in Boston mm-hmm. towards this effort. And I just think more and more folks are getting focused on this particular effort. I mean, certainly the event that's coming up on Thursday does that. Mm-hmm. The foundation has its annual meeting on June 13th, and we're likewise going to be talking about homelessness there as well, as there is a citywide effort led by the city manager as we speak with regard to homelessness as well.
And so when CTI gets these grants, what specifically do those funds go towards in trying to combat this problem?
So for youth homeless, it's really to create the plan, much like we have for families, of preventing youth, of catching them early when they're housing insecure. And then if they do become homeless, to rapidly house them and provide the pathway forward. So it's often connecting young people who may have dropped out of school with education, training, a career path. It's really looking at what do you need to look forward. And for many of the young people, they are in school. They're at Lowell High School. They're at Middlesex Community College. They're at the universities. So, you know, imagine trying to study, hold your life together, and be homeless. So fixing that piece of their world makes all the difference.
And obviously over the weekend, a big hire in the Lowell school system, new superintendent of schools, Dr. Joel Boyd. Have either of you talked to him at all? And what is the role of a superintendent usually when trying to face these problems?
Well, we work closely with public schools in our work at Community Teamwork, and we're a regional agency, so we cover many communities. But here in Lowell, where our home is, mm-hmm. we have close connections. We operate after-school programs in the schools. We have Youth Build, which is an alternative high school, and we have a collaboration with the alternative high school, where we bring some of our services there. You know, there's a group working right now across the Commonwealth to look at how do we close the achievement gap, and how do we better prepare kids for school, keep them in school, and set them on a pathway. And that's looking at all of the kind of work that we do at Community Teamwork. How do we get housing services? Because if families are better off, kids will be better off. So if the family's earning more money, kids are going to do better in school, right? Makes sense.
Yeah.
And research shows that that's true. So this group is looking at systems change. We're eager to talk to the new superintendent. We've had great relationships in the past and done many collaborations. So if we can bring together the service piece with the education piece and help families, our young folks will do better in school.
And we're in studio talking to CEO of CTI, Karen Frederick, and the president and CEO of Greater Lowell Community Foundation, Jay Linehan. This Thursday evening, there is an event to honor people like Jay who have helped in trying to combat this problem of youth homelessness and spread awareness. That's, again, Thursday night at the James Hilarious Early Learning Center. What was your reaction when you found out that you would be one of the honorees at this event?
Quite honestly, I was humbled. You know, you do the work that you do because it's the work that needs to get done. You don't do it for the purpose of recognition. Yet, I think, notwithstanding that statement, the recognition, I think, is important because it does elevate the issue. Mm. It brings it to the public view. And I'm sure that my good friends at CTI have a few things up their sleeve for me on Thursday evening.
We do.
And I know there's been some videos phoned in from my son, my daughter, my wife, and a sister-in-law. So I can only imagine what that's going to be like.
Yeah.
So, you know, but I'm all for that. It's you know, you got to be a good sport, and that I think I am. And I think just anything that continues to elevate the discussion with regard to this problem, I think, is well worth it. And so I'm looking forward to it. It should be a lot of fun.
And so this event, it's too late to RSVP.
Oh, no.
It
we will
not.
Make room for anyone.
Awesome.
You know, we are a very homey. We believe that when we bring people together, we should have fun. We should laugh. We do very serious work. But we know that you have to have a lightness of spirit about these events, and so it will be funny. Don't worry too much, Jay. we'll be kind.
Yeah, that's what they tell me.
But, you know, we have Connie Martin, who's our producer, and uh-huh. if you know Connie, she has a fabulous sense of humor, so we will get folks laughing. It's from 5:30 to 8:30. People are welcome to walk in. We're known for being on time and having a concise but really good program.
And you have a long list of sponsors for the event. If there are local businesses that might want to contribute, is it too late to do that?
They are absolutely still welcome to contribute. The proceeds of this will go to further our youth homeless work. We have a building on Dutton Street where our Youth Build program is. That's where our Youth Service and Youth Opportunity Center is being built out. So we do need all the help we can get to do that. We want it to be a place that's respectful. It was our administrative offices until we outgrew it, so it hasn't been renovated for a long time, and we really want it welcoming and a place where youth can come to get connected to all of the services they need very quickly and get them in a safe and secure place.
So if people want to learn more about CTI or this event in general, is there someplace that they can go?
They can go to our website, which is comteam.org, comteam.org, and you can find information on our website, or you can certainly call us at 459-0551.
And I'll ask you the same question for people who might want to get involved with Greater Lowell Community Foundation. Is there a place to go?
Absolutely. We're always available to assist folks that want to participate with philanthropy and help out at any particular cause, whether it be this or any other one. But glcfoundation.org, easy enough to find. Just Google it. It'll come right up. 978-970-1600. You can give us a call. More than happy to help anybody.
And again, that is this Thursday night at the James Hilarus Early Learning Center, an event meant to recognize local leaders for spreading awareness, raising money towards a problem that's been affecting the city for some time now. Thank you guys for all you do in the city. Good luck with your event, and thank you for stopping by.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. On the other side, we're going to have our What's Up UMass Lowell segment. But first, we'll get you with some local news, local weather, local traffic. And we'll be back with some more Merrimack Valley Radio in the morning, 980 WCAP.